that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. And the black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me, now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried.
Dr. Martin Luther King speaking April 3, 1968. Within 24 hours, he would be dead, assassinated on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, April 4, 1968. Today is the federal holiday that honors him. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warrenoff, Libby Rainey, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Sharina Nadura, Tamari Astudio, Adriano Contreras, and Maria Terracena. Mike DeFilippo and Miguel Nogueira are our engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Miriam Barnard, Hugh Grand, David Prude, Vesta Godarz, and Karl Marxer. And to our camera crew, John Randolph, Kieran Krug-Meadows, Anna Osbeck, and Matt Ely. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
So funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentines. 'Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I wonder what I'll find. Walk this way. 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 WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
tienes guapado, corridos y rancheras de nota, por esa muda cuando regresará. Mucho el tarasco, viste contar a Mara y Otomí, las tradiciones deben sobrevivir. Noche de muerto, del árbol de la vida partirá, blanca paloma hacia la eternidad. Tantas cosas que van haciendo sueño realidad, México lindo, no te podré olvidar. Que viva México, viva mi rancho y mi ciudad. Que viva México, viva mi gente en libertad. Que viva México, viva mi rancho y mi ciudad. Que viva México, viva mi gente en libertad.
Agárrate una nave para reventar. La fiesta es en la Roma o es en Coyoacán. ingratos ojos míos no me dejan en paz. Cada vez que te miro, te quiero más y más. Con esos ojos míos, no sé qué voy a hacer. Si tú no me comprendes, me vas a enloquecer. Y no me mates, papacito, no más déjate querer. Ellos tienen la culpa de mi grande ilusión. Sin verte te recuerdo con todo el corazón. Cuando te estoy mirando, de amor sufro por ti. Ingratos ojos míos, ¿por qué serán así?
¡Jura, Luisa! ¡Cántale bonito, chiquitita!
Llorar, llorar de pena, los voy a condenar, porque por culpa de ellos no te podré olvidar. Cuando te estoy mirando, de amor sufro por ti. Ingratos ojos míos, ¿por qué serán así?
Llegar jamás, vos confundís mi vida más y más. Vamos hacia otro destino, a encontrar algún lugar en el camino.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
WRCT Pittsburgh is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square, or a handy freshen-up wipette. WRCT is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft, rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of romantic diaries. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a sputtering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, the first downy growth on the upper lip of a Mediterranean girl, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot.
Farewell, okay.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. You just heard new music from Elvis Costello and the Aponsters. Farewell, okay. We got a bunch of new music, some great new power pop I think you're going to enjoy. So should be a good show, but first let's take care of a little business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, let's get back to some new music. The Fruitbats have a new album out. Sometimes a cloud is just a cloud. Slow grower, sleeper hits, and lost songs. It's they mentioned it's not really a greatest hits package because they've never really had hits, but has a bunch of songs that they have been popular throughout the years, and as well some new stuff, including this one, Without Any Airs.
One, two, three. I really wish I had some vision of hope, some beacon in the dark. But the glitter keeps getting dimmer. Oh no, something to save us from a slippery slope, a sliver of hope. But the sliver keeps getting slimmer. Oh no. And the slope is, it's getting slicker. Yeah, it is. Without a reason, without a way, without
never come across the vastness of pavement, the boundness of waves and the greatness of the sea. Never lost or never been misguided. We'd have never reached seas so shining. I've come from out of a handsome encampment to a bar in the basement while all the while it rained. I've come around to the friendliest of faces.
Discover how to hold your
our best home.
That's Jelly Fox with Best Home Life. Before that, Ted